Hello and welcome back to Single Sounds. I'm your host, Katie Mack, and this is your interactive audio dating experience. This week's character was just that. Such a character. From someone who works in the musical theatre industry, I wouldn't expect anything less. He has such a love for all things podcast, TV and film related, and he manages to find love in some unusual places. Welcome to Single Sounds, the one with musical theatre.
Hello there, how are we?
Yeah, we're good. Nice to have you here.
It's great to be on.
Yeah. So let's dive into your profile. Let me know who you're sexually attracted to.
Women.
Okay, yeah. Nice.
I feel like I've listened to the podcast. I'm a big fan. Women say unfortunately men. I'm not going to say unfortunately women because no. I have a lot of respect. So yeah, there's no unfortunates whatsoever there.
Amazing. You are now my favourite guest.
Nice.
So what are you looking for?
Ideally a relationship. It's been 2 years now since my last relationship.
Okay.
And it would be great to just have something permanent now. You know, depending on, everyone goes through different breakups. And, you know, I felt like my one was quite harsh and it was my first love and it was quite raw. And I couldn't see myself getting straight back in the game of just being committed with someone, especially when you're so fixated with that person. And, you know, you try and spend as much time as you can as possible. So I feel like the 2 years has been great, but now it's time to get back on the horse and start to look around and see what's up for grabs, basically.
Sounds good. I do think it's healthy to have a bit of a break.
100%. So. And people operate in different ways in terms of their breakups and their periods of when they need to find a new partner. Some people just hop back on the game just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do that. But now is the time. We're back to normal.
Yeah.
We can do what we want. You know, there's no guidelines. I want to go to anywhere that I want to now and just have a great time in new locations I haven't been to. So yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good. Do you have any height age preferences?
I wouldn't say I'm a small guy, but I'm not a tall guy. So I'm kind of in the middle. But what I make up in height, I make up in personality. So, you know, I'm not tall whatsoever, but you know, my personality fills the room.
Yeah.
Whereas my height doesn't. Height wise, that's me. But in terms of women, I'm not that too bothered. If they are the same height, then that's fine. I feel like with guys, there's no preference. Whereas with girls, there is. So you kind of got to have that conversation with them first. So yeah, age wise, older would be quite interesting.
Yeah.
I think that I am mature for my age, and I can match that. And I've never really been with a serious person with someone older than me, basically. And it'd be quite interesting to see how that would go. So yeah, I'll go older this time now, I think. Yeah.
How old are you?
I am 23, turning 24 in May. Yeah, but I think when you get to this age, you're an adult now.
Yeah,
there should be no where you are in your life. People are in different points in their life. Age is just one of those things where you got to take it or leave it and just see what the vibe is like rather than how old are you, you know. I don't think it's a massive be-all or end-all, really.
Definitely. It's more about your maturity age.
It
like
is.
You said, you're more mature for your age, so maybe, you know, you would suit a girl that's older because you can match her, like, personality age better.
Absolutely. And I feel like that's a you problem if you've got an age difference. I'm not saying it's not a problem, but you've got a particular...
Yeah, maybe it's like an insecurity.
Yeah,
or
yeah, and that's absolutely fine.
Cool. So lastly, where would you like to date?
So I'm living in London at the moment, southeast, up the southeast massive. But I'm originally from Cambridge.
Okay.
And I go home quite a lot, my mum, my dad and my sister. So yeah, but I don't mind travelling. The only times I've really ventured out into the United Kingdom is football away days. Obviously, Reading, Derby, Leeds, Portsmouth. And it's just, you know, it's fun travelling, whether it be to a football game or just to go see somebody, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You get motivationally driven when you're going to see somebody.
Mm.
So going on a train, underground, plane, to pushing the boat out,
yeah.
It's fine. But yeah,
everywhere.
Everywhere. So it's not a preference, but when you meet that person that you are so attached to, you want to see them at least once or twice a week.
Yeah, I agree.
So, you know, and you've got to make sure that you've got your FaceTime schedule set, you know. if you're missing each other, it needs to be set. So yeah, Cambridge and London at the moment, but I'm happy to get on the train lines.
Yeah,
up the train lines.
Cool, sounds good. So what is your two truths and a lie?
My two truths and a lie. So I have got the drama face tattoos on my right arse cheek.
Oh, amazing.
I lost my virginity when I was on a cruise ship on the disabled toilets of Deck 16.
Wow.
And I went on a bike ride with my dad, and as we were biking, the metal bit of the seat fell off, and I lost one of my testicles.
Gosh.
So one of them is I only have one testicle. It's all yours.
Take it or leave it. Yeah, okay. Wow. Yeah, I actually do know someone else with one testicle, and they have a fake one, and it's his party trick to whip it out at bars and get people to hit it.
That's incredible.
It's quite
wild. It's a party trick, yeah.
Yeah.
That's very good.
So actually, that one's not too much of a stretch
for
me.
No, yeah, yeah.
I think that's a very random example. The first one, I do know what you do, work in musical theatre.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't be shocking if you had that on your bum.
Yeah. That's fine.
Although I don't think I can see any other tattoos, so could just be the one bum tattoo.
Oh, we've got Sherlock Holmes in the building.
So yeah, interesting.
Cool.
The second one, I love the little detail of Deck 16.
I mean, attention to detail.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd be quite impressed if you made that up, just with the detail in there. And yeah, as I mentioned, the testicle one, not too much of a stretch. Could have happened. Sounds painful.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, the tattoo's the lie.
So that is incorrect.
Oh.
I have the trauma faces on my arse cheek, on my right arse cheek. Just for context, sorry. I was in a really close friendship group in sixth form. And when we all turned 18, we all chip in £20 each for a big 18th birthday present.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the guys, we got him a Cambridge satchel, very, very expensive, but they're lovely. One of the girls, she was really into her Disney and Vans. Just so happened that around this time they were releasing 101 Dalmatian Vans, so we got her that.
Oh, cute.
And then we got my other mate Ben. He was into Shakespeare, so we got him the complete works of Shakespeare. And they're like, right, what do you want as your big 18th birthday present? I was like, well, I want to do musical theatre as a career. This is what I see myself doing. I'd like to get a drama face tattoos. And they're like, well, where do you want it? I was like, well, the best place to have it is on my bum, because it means that if I go in for auditions, they're not going to see them. And on my arm, so I'll get it on the right arse cheek, please. A week after my 18th birthday, went straight in, got it done, coconut butter oil all over it afterwards. And it was absolutely fine. No regrets, but obviously when I've had a few drinks, I do tend to...
Do you like it whip it
like,
out?
Oh, hi, have you got any tattoos on you? Like, oh no, well, I've got one on my right arse cheek. Like, no way. Like, yep, yeah, boom, there we go. So yeah, it breaks the ice. And yeah, so the lie is I didn't lose my testicle. I have two operating testicles at the moment.
Okay.
And it was my dad. He fell off, but he didn't.
He didn't lose a testicle.
No, he didn't. No. It was,
okay.
He just hurt himself. So yeah.
Down to one person that I know that has one testicle.
Oh,
thought I was adding to the repertoire of two people.
Sorry. Yeah, no, that's not me.
That's okay. So tell me about the Deck 16 story.
So I went on a cruise ship. My mum, my granddad, P&O, great.
Oh, they're my favourite.
They're good. Although they're in the news recently, not massive fans. So, I'll tread carefully. But anyway, good experiences. Cruises are great, whether it be with family, friends. You're in a bubble for like a good couple of days and you meet the same people and you vibe. And I just got chatting to this one girl. We really hit it off. And obviously, we were quite close and intimate. And we realised that we couldn't go back to each other's cabins. One, because I was sharing with my mum and my granddad. And she was sharing with her older brother. So it was like, right, we need to have a plan of action here. So like, right, disabled toilets, Deck 16, do that. And we stayed in contact afterwards for quite a while. And she was really lovely. So yeah, that was a holiday that I have not forgotten.
Yeah. Okay, so let me know your moan of the moment.
So my moan of the moment is obviously the social media dating apps. I'm a massive fan. I'm on everything. There's, you know, no qualms. I like that. But one of my moans is that when you match with someone, all they have in their bio is just their Instagram handle. And it's like, right, you just want me to go on your profile and just follow you on Instagram, and nothing's going to come from that, is it? Can you be just a bit more original? Like, tell me what you do. What are your hobbies? Give me something to message you first where I can break the ice rather than just your at symbol. Because it's just, it's difficult. And hey, I enjoy getting a follower as the next person, but it's hard. You know, I'm very much, I work really well face to face. I can do social media all right, but if you just give me an Instagram handle, it's difficult getting blood out of a stone.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is my big moan at the moment. If you've got like a film quote, peep show quote, you know what I mean? Something just so funny. The Office, everything. Yeah. I'm happy. I can work off that. I've watched those series and films, but I just need something to bounce off. Need that, yeah, know, chemistry to just, you know, break the ice.
I feel like so many people just go with the standard hey or yeah, whatever, and it's so dull.
I mean, I try and compliment some of them, like, oh, I love your fashion sense, you know, I like the outfits that you put on your, yeah, on your profile, and you get like, oh, thank you so much. I'm not expecting a compliment in return.
No.
But just a little bit of a, oh, that,
even
that,
like, how
that,
are you?
That shirt looks really nice and ironed. And I'd be like, thanks very much. I yeah, ironed it before that photo. A bit of that, that's absolutely fine. But it is hard, especially on Bumble as well. You know, the girl matches you first. Mm. They've got to speak first. If it's just a hey, it's just like, right, you want me to initiate this conversation. I will do my best, but we'll see how this goes. I'll tell you something else. Bumble, I matched with this one girl who was on travel mode.
And
And travel mode is the one where you can sort of move about. Mm. And this girl matched with me, and I was like, oh, so whereabouts in London are you from? And she was like, oh, no, I'm actually from Edinburgh. I was like, oh, okay. So are you coming down to London anytime soon? And she was like, no. I was like, oh, okay. She was like, I'm only really looking for friends here. And I was like, okay, one.
There's a separate app for that.
No, it's the same app. Well, different settings. Yeah. Different settings. Don't go on the relationship one. It just really frustrated me. It was like, well, what is the point? You know that I'm here for something serious or to flirt or to have a chat.
Yeah.
Why are you on this setting?
Yeah, you're on the dating version.
Really annoyed me that night. And yeah, it just really frustrated me. I unmatched her within that night. So yeah.
Yeah, fair.
Don't do that. Don't be that person.
Go on the friend, but it's called literally like Bumble Friends.
It's probably like
it?
Friend Zone or something. Yeah, Bumble Friends. Yeah, there's a business one as well.
Yeah, Bumble Biz or something.
Yeah, great. Be on Business or Friends if you don't want a relationship. That's fine. Yeah. LinkedIn. Go on LinkedIn. LinkedIn's the other one. Go on, do that one instead of Bumble.
Have you downloaded POM?
Oh, is that the voice one, isn't it?
Power of Music. It stands
That one. I'm thinking of
that one. Based on music taste.
It is decent because you've actually got to go through the profiles and see what you've got to actually go through the profile before you can like them. And I feel like it's great, but my music taste is quite generic in terms of like a DJ sort of artist. Calvin Harris's, Avicii, Kygo, David Guetta. They are chart music. That is what I'll listen to when I want to have a good time, go for a run, just get ready before going out. I will dive into the classic like 90s. Bit of Venga Boys, Backstreet Boys, Busted. You know, I would say my music taste is very broad, but the things that I go to are very chart music heavy at the moment.
Okay, yeah.
So that's probably why I've had zero matches on that app at the
moment. Yeah, I haven't been on it, but I can imagine actually it's probably more for the people with really niche music
taste. It is. Like, I'm going to listen, this is probably bands like Nirvana, just for example, but it'd be quite indie music.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the connection, and that's great. But for me, it is just chart music. And, you know, chart music is not amazing. When there's a banger out there, it's great. Like, you listen to it on repeat. Like, Ed Sheeran, he's been around for ages.
Yeah, but amazing.
There's a reason why, because his songs are great and they get replayed over and over again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have tried that. I think it is time to say goodbye to that app.
Fair enough. I mean, my profile would be tragic. It would range from, like, Taylor Swift to the Beatles, the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
all sorts of...
You can't go wrong.
Elvis. I fucking love Elvis.
Elvis, top... Yeah. I'm buzzing for the film, by the way. The biopic looks class. But Elvis, a bit of Devil in Disguise.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I absolutely love it.
Also, Lilo and Stitch soundtrack. Yeah. Elvis. So good.
No one's matching with me on that app.
No, yeah. But like, even that, like,
just chaos.
I would just do like film soundtracks or musical theatre albums. Like, get a bit of Hamilton, a bit of Les Mis, like, And then I'll have a bit of Trainspotting on there. So it really, it's all over the place. But
mine would be too.
That's me.
Let me know your best dating story. I'm guessing it won't be from an app.
No. So back in 2019, the summer of love was when I was going to go off to uni to do my degree in musical theatre. And it was June time. I had my place set in London. You know, I was ready. I was like, right, I'm going to be a single, straight musical theatre boy. You know, there's a lot of opportunity to date, to see people, to experience the uni lifestyle. And it was my mum and dad's wedding anniversary. And I went into Tesco's to get them an anniversary present. And I saw this girl across the till, and she worked at Tesco's. And I recognised her because she was the year below me at school. And I gave her a wave, you know, just sort of like said hello over, across the till.
Oh, so romantic.
Oh, Pride and Prejudice. No. And I then messaged her like the next day saying, oh, good to see you. You know, hope you're doing well. You know, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. Fast forward the next week, I'm at the gym doing some lengths out in the pool, you know, doing a bit of front stroke, backstroke. And she messages me. She goes, oh, I really like your pink swimming trunks. I was like, yes, I'm wearing pink swimming trunks. I see you're at the gym. She was like, yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, do you fancy just going for a drink when you finish your session? She was like, yeah. And, you know, we got chatting at like 7:30 and we didn't leave till 11. And we were just chatting like so much about her, about me, about where I'm going at uni. And she was in her first year. So, you know, she's just done a year at uni and we just connected really well. And, you know, it was just one of those ones where time just flew really quickly. She said that she wasn't looking for anything because of her previous relationships.
Mm.
And I said, yeah, I'm going to uni. Why? And we just had a connection. And in the summer of, 2019, we just went out and did so many dates. We realised that, you know, we had something really special. And yeah, we just got together and it was great. And then she broke my heart in 2020, which we can come back to that, yeah. I think. Can't wait for that.
Little teaser.
Yeah,
later.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But I'm loving the Tesco meat. I feel like that is movie material.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, probably like a BTEC sort of like Pride and Prejudice sort of vibe. I don't... It's a local, my local Tesco's as well.
This is such a random question.
No, go.
But was it like an Extra or a Metro? I need to know.
It was a big one. It was a big Tesco's.
Oh, big Tesco.
If it was Tesco Extra, I'd have said that in detail because it's tragic if it was Tesco Extra. Nothing wrong with Tesco Extra. You know, they're open 24 hours a day, blah, blah, blah. You get your alcohol, whatever. But yeah, it was a big Tesco's. And,
big Tesco's.
Yeah. I'm the big Tesco.
I just really wanted to know that detail. I'm a big Tesco fan.
Yeah, club card points.
Oh, 100%.
Can't go wrong.
If you don't have a club card, what are you doing?
I use my mum and dad's Sainsbury's Nectar, so I'm very 50-50 at the moment.
Oh no, Sainsbury's is a rip-off. Yeah. I'm not going to get on the Sainsbury's rant because...
We won't do that.
No.
That's a different podcast.
That's not what the podcast is for.
No.
Let me know your most irrational fear.
So my most irrational fear at this moment in time is balloons.
Okay.
I hate balloons.
They are a bit scary.
And so, yeah, balloons are my fear. And it's just, for me, it's the, you never know when they're going to pop. Mm-hmm. Like, they could pop at any time. And it's not just a pin. They could just pop because it's too hot or there's too much air in it. And it just makes me jump so much. But helium balloons, they're all right because birthday helium balloons, that's fine, you know. But, yeah, balloons.
I know, it's the bog standard ones that just sit on the floor.
Yeah, and it's the noise. Like, you rub something against it and it makes a noise. And I'm just like... That could pop now. I need to get out of this room right now. So balloons are just not the one for me.
No.
That is my most irrational fear at the moment.
Yeah, but some people say some fears and I'm not sure they are irrational, but I think balloons are irrational.
I think it's legit.
Yeah.
You know, get me party poppers, not balloons.
Just, yeah, they're quite noisy.
They are, and they're also a mess to clean up as well. But still, yeah. it's the 1 second of joy that you get.
Yeah. Also, you're controlling it a bit more.
Exactly,
whereas
yeah.
the balloon is way more spontaneous. Isn't
it? God, yeah, never
Especially
again.
If someone else is popping the balloon. I really don't like that, to be fair.
Yeah.
I'm okay if I know I'm popping it, if someone else is.
I am. I saw a show at the Fringe Festival a couple of years ago, and the final act was for everyone to blow up the balloons that he gave out. And it was like some sort of trick. And I was like, nah, I'm not participating in this whatsoever. I hated it. Oh God, yeah. It's just triggering. And I think it's probably a young age. I think I might have had a bad experience with a balloon. It's when you're young, that's where I think it starts.
And
balloons got me when I was like 3 or 4. So yeah.
Yeah.
Not great. Not great at all.
So tell me about your stop, start, continue.
So start listening to podcasts.
Nice.
Which I thought was,
yeah.
It's appropriate because people have got things in common. People like doing things by themselves, whether that be invested in murder mystery podcasts or meditation podcasts or just life in general. There is something and there's a podcast for that to support it.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
So I would say start listening to a new podcast that you'll get motivated by or that you'll just enjoy before you go to work.
Yeah.
Or something that you can just relate to than just listen to music or doing nothing or just watching people.
Yeah.
It's just great to engage. And I get sucked into the presenters and you follow them on social media and, you know, you start looking out for some live podcast events and stuff.
Yeah.
And then you can just share that with somebody that you're with in terms of, oh, I've listened to this podcast and like, oh my God, I love podcasts. And then you just start, you know, it's a massive world of podcasts out there.
Yeah.
And I also feel like dating podcasts are class.
They're so good.
But I find
it's all I listen to.
It's great. But there's hardly any British podcasts. Is there quite, I feel like they're quite American heavy.
Very. All of my favourite ones are American.
Why Don't You Date Me? That's quite a popular one. I've listened to that a few times, but it's just a very American based, which is fine, but it'd be nice to just relate to a British voice. Because
yeah.
I think it's different. The British and American dating scene is quite different.
Definitely.
You can only drink when you're 21 over there, can't you?
Yeah.
Whereas it's at 18 and, you know, it's more social and, you know, it's very different.
Normally mine are based in New York as well. So they mentioned like the local bars and like to go for dates and I'm like, well, that doesn't mean anything
to
me.
Well, yeah, I'll be there in a week, but I've got like tourist stuff to do. So yeah. Whereas London is just like, oh yeah, I found a really like, cute restaurant next to this monument or this bloody, you know, the London Eye. Like they'll list it and you'll be like, right, I can find that straight
you
away.
You can find it, yeah.
Go on Google Maps, put it on your saved, and then you can hopefully have a date there in 5 months when you've found one. So yeah, yeah, you put it in the back catalogue, which I have definitely got, like places that I want to go to.
Yeah, oh, who doesn't have that?
You just got to find the right opportunity, the right girl to go with. So yeah. Yeah. So that's my start. So if continue doing the stuff that you like share it with somebody. I like my football. Mm-hmm. I've taken girls with me and it's a good atmosphere. It's rowdy, it's lively, but you're watching football, so it's enjoyable. Going to the theatre, like if you're into musicals, if you're into plays, opera, ballet, go to the places that you like to go to. But take somebody with you so then yeah. You can have a chat about it afterwards. It's just great to enjoy each other's hobbies.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, going out and going to a nightclub or going to a pub. It's just great to do activities. Go Ape's great.
Mm-hmm. That's a fun one.
Oh, Go Ape. Yeah, that was another date that I went on. That was great. Very active. And the golf ones.
Mini golf, yeah.
Mini golf's class.
Yeah.
You know, it's enjoyable. It's competitive.
Yeah.
Competitive dates.
It's a good element.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, competitive dates are different gravy. so I think it's just all about what you enjoy, but make sure that you're enjoying it with somebody else as well.
Yeah.
So my stop is there's catchphrases that I hate. And a lot of people live by this phrase, everything happens for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it does. But it doesn't mean you get to say it every bloody day. Like, everything happens for a reason. Yeah, it does. But that's not the excuse for everything that happens. You make your own choices.
Yeah, yeah.
There isn't somebody picking and choosing out there what you do and you don't. So yeah, everything does happen for a reason, but stop talking about it every day.
Yeah. No, I like it.
Yeah.
Cool. I do like this question. I think it's my favourite.
Okay.
So leave me a one-word review for yourself.
Spontaneous.
Okay.
I'm extremely spontaneous and I don't suffer the consequences. Like, there'll be one night where it'll be a quiet night and someone will get me out and then I could be up till 2 or 3 in the morning and have had the best night of my life. I was talking about going to football. Last week I went to the West Ham game. I didn't have tickets on that day, but I really want to go support my football team. It's a big game. It's huge. I want to go. £40 ticket. Said to my mate, let's go. We went. We won 2-0. It was an electric atmosphere. Mm. I was up till 5 o'clock in the morning, just soaking up that whole night, and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's all about meeting new people as well. You never know who you're going to bump into. I would do mostly anything to get out sometimes.
Yeah, that's cool. So you're out and about, like, all the time.
I try and be, but then I don't. I love, like, just watching films in an evening. Like, if I've got 4 hours in an evening and I've got nothing to do, I'll smash out 2 or 3 films and then I'll feel like I've actually done something with my evening. So, yeah, I mean, as much as I love going out and being social, spending loads of money as well, isn't it? You know, it's
not sustainable.
You've got to be careful. You've got to be very careful. It's also very cheap to just put on Netflix and Amazon Prime and just enjoy yourself, enjoy your own company as well.
Yeah, it's really important. I'm a big fan of a Netflix binge, so.
Absolutely.
I love that as an activity.
I can't do a binge. Like, for sometimes, if I'm appreciating a series, I have to watch it in about a month or 2 months' time.
Oh, really? Spread it out?
Like, if you're watching something fantastic, I'm watching Succession at the moment, which is on Sky, and it is one of the best pieces of television I've ever seen. I don't want to watch it in a week and then go into a coma and be like, I miss these characters so much. I'm like, oh, yeah, but you can rewatch it. It's like, yeah, no, but
it's not the same.
When you watch it the first time, it's raw, it's fantastic, you're enjoying the characters, you're following them on Instagram, you know, you've enjoyed their company. This is quite deep in terms of how I do my series.
No, pages. It's interesting. But completely different style to me.
It is. So. But there's some trash stuff, like, well, not trash, but like Too Hot to Handle. I've watched Sexy Beast. They're all consumed. You can consume them in like 2 days. And that's great because you don't want to spend a month with those characters.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good to watch it in quick succession, whereas some of the best television and film is just best to spread out, I would say. Also, I've got I'm a streaming. I've got so much streaming.
Like,
so
many platforms.
All of them. All of them. Like BFI, Shudder, all of them.
Oh, I don't even think I know those.
Shudder's is horror. BFI is quite like British.
Interesting.
And then, yeah, Disney Plus.
Oh, I've got Disney.
Great content at the moment. So, there's so much coming out, which is great. So, yeah, it's also very difficult to pick. Like, it is a stressful half an hour of what you choose that
yeah,
night.
Going through all the platforms.
Oh, it's just terrible. But, you know, even good recommendations that you get from social media or friends, like, oh, I've heard this. And there are some things that I've saved that I want to watch with someone. So I really want to watch. My mum's a massive fan. Married at First Sight Australia.
Oh, it's great.
Apparently it's phenomenal.
It is phenomenal.
I want to watch it. I'll be hooked on it. But I'd rather watch it with somebody.
Yeah, to chat about
a partner.
It.
Like, yeah, it'd be great. Be like, same with Love Island. I don't mind watching Love Island by myself, but it'd be great to be like, oh yeah, he's a dick. Or yeah, oh yeah, she shouldn't have said that. It's just great. Like, those are sort of TV shows, obviously reality shows, that you want to watch
with someone
by yourself.
Yeah.
Naked Attraction, on the other hand,
or
I don't know.
I like
Solo.
That.
Solo is quite funny with somebody else. It's sort of it's 50-50, I would say.
Oh really? Oh no, I don't like watching it by myself because really? I'm scared someone's gonna walk in and be like, "Why are you watching this?"
Yeah,
oh.
I agree. It is a bit of a mixed bag, Naked Attraction. So yeah.
Okay, so final question. What's your drink of choice?
It is, when we've had a few pints, a tequila rosé.
Oh, I love it.
So, tequila rosés are one of the most underappreciated shots ever.
It's like strawberry milkshake.
It's a milkshake, yeah. But there is alcohol in it. Let's just clarify, there is alcohol. And, you know, I'll go to the bar and I'll order a round of tequila rosés. And people have never had them before, be like, what is that? I'm like, no, it's milkshake, just smell it. And they'll have it, and they'll be like, oh yeah, that was really good. And I'm like, yeah, you know, tequila, yeah, you need salt, you need your lime, yeah, you get, yeah. Oh, what's the other one? Zambuca.
Not a fan.
Zambuca is like medicine. It smells horrible, it tastes horrible. Tequila rosé will go down like a treat.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's pink as well.
Yeah, what's like, not to like?
Exactly, the bottle's great. Like, yeah, it's a great shot, and I love it. So, yeah.
Love it. Have you tried a Baby Guinness?
I have. Yeah, it's a bit of coffee.
Yeah. Kahlua and Bailey's.
I think it's on a different spectrum of tequila rosé, but it still sits really well.
Oh yeah, it's my new favourite shot because it's so drinkable. I love it.
I mean, I'm not a Guinness fan, but it works in that shot of a little bit.
It's not in it. That's the drink.
Oh, okay, right.
It's literally just Bailey's and Kahlua.
Why is it called a Baby Guinness then? It looks like a Guinness.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But I'm not going to go through this, but on another podcast, we did rename it to Sweet Baby Guinness.
Okay.
Because
there
is a taste difference and it's not even the same drink.
I mean, tequila rosé, is there actually tequila in there? I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, there probably is, but it doesn't look like there is. Whereas a Baby Guinness, it looks like it's a Guinness, but it's not a Guinness.
Yeah.
They just need to rebrand it all. They just need to milkshake shot.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I feel like it might be in a Slippery Nipple.
Oh, really?
Not sure. I think that might be Chambord, though, and cream.
Okay.
But I'll look it up.
Yeah, no. When I'm next out, I will be ordering those rounds. Love it.
Moving on to your bestie wreck.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm looking forward to this. I have no idea, so yeah, here we go.
Hopefully it will be a surprise.
Yeah.
Okay, so reasons you should date my bestie. To start with, he's one of the kindest people. Every time I see him, I've never not been greeted with a hug and a smile. So you know he'll treat you right and with respect. He's also a massive West Ham fan, so be prepared to be going to the games with him or watching them down the pub. And even if he's out, he'll definitely have the game on through his AirPods, but he'll still spend that time with you and share that time with you. Speaking of the pub, my bestie loves to go for a cheeky pint at the end of the day. And if you love to end the day with a cheeky drink and a chat to wind down, my bestie is the guy for you. Finally, he loves theatre and film. My bestie is always on hand for the best movie recommendations and always updates me with what new series and films to watch. He also loves a good musical. If you date my bestie, be prepared for loads of movie dates as he loves to keep up with the latest releases. He's also very loyal and will always be there to listen when you need to talk. If these are the qualities you're interested in, hit my bestie up.
Class, yeah. She's lovely. I've got so much respect for her. She's class. I think what I've said tonight has been exactly what she's just said. But yeah, AirPods are always in, whether it be a podcast or the radio. You know,
all the football.
So yeah, no, phenomenal. Bless her. Yeah, I'm a very physical person. Like, I love hugging as well. Like, I like hugging people, and it's just a nice little. You get a nice little release out of it as well. So yeah,
very cute. She did mention everything we'd spoken about. I'm trying to think if there's anything we didn't cover, but I think
I've only known her for like maybe a year and a half now.
Oh yeah, okay.
But no, yeah, she's solid. I do say that she's my work wife because we're just so good with each other.
That's cute.
But yeah, she's wonderful. Brilliant.
Right, final section.
Yeah.
This or that.
I'll try and be quick, but I might have to defend myself on my choices.
Oh no, it's fine.
Sweet.
We have a whole mix of people going slow and fast.
Yeah.
Right. Buy a cake or bake a cake?
Buy a cake. I can't.
Not a baker.
I can't cook. Yeah, no, I'm really sorry, yeah.
That's on
my mind. My mum makes great banoffee pies.
Oh, fun.
What? Have you had your banoffee pie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, top tier. And the baked Alaska at Christmas. Wonderful.
Oh,
big
interesting.
Big shout out to Wendy, like, yeah.
Wendy?
Yeah.
Shout out.
A big shout out.
Would you rather hear the good news first or the bad news first?
Probably bad news.
Yeah.
And you've got something to just lighten the mood a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad news first, good news second, 100%.
I agree, I think. Just get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah. Whoa.
break dancing or ballroom dancing?
Oh, God. I'm going to say break dancing, only because that's what you sort of do on a night out.
Sort of.
I've not done any ballroom dancing. Break dancing, yeah, I would say I can break dance on a night out.
Go on then.
If I've had a few tequila rosés.
Yeah. When you're at the beach, are you more likely to build sandcastles or dig a hole?
I was going to say tan. but probably build a sandcastle.
Okay, yeah.
If I'm with someone, whether like I don't know, like a cousin or like a younger child, I'll build a sandcastle with them. Yeah. But digging a hole's quite cool though, because you never know where it's going to go. That's a really difficult question now. I'll put on the factor 20 and then I'll build a sandcastle.
Factor 20, that's not very high.
I'm quite good at I tan quite well, yeah.
Oh, I'm really jealous.
Yeah.
I do tan, but I need a 50.
Yeah, it does depend where you are, what the temperature is. I've been to Dubai a few times and yeah, when in the summer, it's like 30, mid, like late 30s to high 40s.
Mm.
You need to be hydrated as possible and yeah, slap the 50 on and do like a 5 minutes in the sun, then come back for half an hour.
Yeah.
Get those breaks in. But yeah, no, that's, yeah, I tan well.
Good little nugget of info there.
Yeah.
Oh, this is an interesting one.
Mm.
Would you rather be 4'5" or 7'7"?
Oh my word. I'm probably going to go 7'7". Being tall, that's a really difficult... Oh.
It's hard, isn't it?
You know what? I don't know, actually, because I'm putting into account what clothes you've got to buy.
Yeah.
Like, you go to a festival, you'll stick out like a sore thumb, but if you're really short, you'd be great at hide and seek. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's really difficult. I don't know. I think probably tall, because people know you as the tall guy.
Yeah.
You know, there's
beneficial for sports.
I see there's more benefits than being tall than short.
It would get annoying, like, on a plane, you wouldn't fit.
Yeah, theatre, your legs would be cramped. I mean, you never lose your friends, though, as well, so...
Yeah, and I do think you're more likely to get a date at 7'7".
Oh, 100%. Yeah, yeah, if you're 4 foot whatever,
if you're straight, especially.
They're swiping left, yeah, no.
Yeah.
It's not a good one.
Okay. Oh, it's interesting, because you like movies.
Mm.
Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings?
Really, really good question. I'd say Harry Potter. I've watched both of them. I'd say my attachment is more of Harry Potter. I think it was the third film, The Prisoner of Azkaban, where it was the first film that I saw in cinema, and I went in full, like, Harry Potter costume.
Did you?
Like, with a Quidditch costume.
Oh, fun.
And I took my broom with me as well, and me and my dad saw it, and it was, the third one is great. Fourth one's my favourite. Lord of the Rings, I only recently just watched. I've only done all three of them, but I've only done the first special edition one, because they released
the
them. No. So with Lord of the Rings, they released them, and then there was so much more that they could have added. They then released a special edition where, like, they're all, like, 3 hours long. And I've only seen the first Lord of the Rings where it was the special edition cut. The other two, they're, like, if you watch all of them back-to-back, it's
so long.
It's 12 hours.
Yeah.
So you'll be doing a 7-till-7 shift in the morning to the afternoon to be watching Lord of the Rings.
You have to pace them.
You do, yeah. And toilet breaks, Christ alive, yeah. You need to be hydrated, but yeah, you need to plan those toilet breaks well. But Harry Potter, I love Harry Potter. Music, been to the studios, love the studios.
Seen the theatre?
No, because you need to, apparently, rent out a lung, because it's so expensive for how much tickets are. Like, it is like a holiday. If you want decent tickets,
yeah,
it's part one and part two, so you're seeing basically two plays in one. And I'd love to go, but it's just the time and...
The money.
Where's the money? Yeah, the money.
Yeah, I've been, and I went...
Apparently it's fantastic.
I went for the cheapest tickets,
fair.
And I regret it, though.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I went for the more expensive ones, so top tip for anyone that wants to go.
I feel that's for theatre in general.
Walk out. Yeah, I agree. I'd rather have better seats, because I normally go to things like once and then wait ages until I see it again.
Yeah.
So I just think I may as well have like the best seats if I'm there, to be honest.
But
Harry Potter, there's a lot of like up close magic.
Yeah.
So a lot of shows, like, it doesn't really matter if you're in the gods, because you'll still enjoy it. But the Harry Potter, I was disappointed because a lot of the magic I couldn't see.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I didn't even know what tier it was.
Yeah.
Honestly, I felt like in the
basically up, like, in the sky.
Yeah, I feel like it honestly might have been the fifth floor.
I've been to that theatre, and I think I saw Darren Brown there, and we were fairly decent, but I remember how many tiers of, like, it's so steep. And
yeah, it was so steep.
yeah, Harry Potter, I want to see it, but it, like you said, it's all about the illusion and the magic of the piece.
Yeah.
I would love to, but I still think it's still so expensive. And it's been on for a while now, so... Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I will get around to seeing it, whether it be with my dad, because we love to pick and choose our specific pieces of theatre. We saw a play called The Shark Is Broken a couple of... It was last month about Jaws.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that advertised.
It was amazing, because it was all about the actors whilst they were... Like, when they were on the boat, when they were filming the last final scenes, and how the shark was broken because of the visual effects, and because they were obviously not visual effects, the actual effects, the live effects, and it broke in the ocean, so they had to just keep taking breaks. And these three actors were just living in each other's pockets, and they were all very different vibes to be around with, and they'd sort of be getting cabin fever whilst they were in this boat of just having to forcefully spend time with one another. It was brilliant, really good.
Cool. Last one. Rather listen to Morgan Freeman or David Attenborough?
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
I'm not a massive Planet Earth fan. Although I've never watched them. Like, I've never viewed them. But it looks like such a nice thing to put in the background.
Or yeah, just they're relaxing.
Listen to, and visually it's beautiful. But Morgan Freeman, like Shawshank.
Yeah.
Bruce Almighty. He plays God. Wonderful. Dark Knight. Dark Knight's my favourite film. But he's, you know, he's great in that. You know, he's really different. And yeah, his voice is extremely low and relaxing.
It is. Super soothing.
You could fall asleep to it as well. So yeah. Yeah. Great actor, and yeah, great voice as well.
Awesome. Well, that concludes the podcast.
Perfect. I've had a fantastic time. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Do you have any final words?
Not really. Just, I'm a top guy, you know. I'm harmless, but, you know, I'm always going to have a good time, and hopefully when I have that good time, it'll be with somebody as well. So, yeah.
If you think you'd be a great match for this character, head to the podcast Instagram @singlesounds and DM us to let us know you'd like to date this character. That's all from me this week. Have a great week and see you next Tuesday.